the government has made no secret of its plans to expand and improve the agriculture sector as a means of securing economic growth. Sourcing funding from its international partners to implement high-impact projects has been a key pillar in this process. And to enhance the government's capacity to successfully lobby for these funds, technical assistance partnerships are sought with reputable project development organizations. Most recently, the government partnered with the Food and Agriculture Organization Investment Center to secure funding for projects in Essex Valley, St. Elizabeth, and several sections of St. Catherine and Clarendon. We go into further detail about both projects on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Essex Valley in St. Elizabeth is well within the parish's breadbasket belt, producing a wide range of crops to satisfy both local and international demand. However, the area faces challenges of low rainfall and frequent drought, which significantly hamper productivity and agricultural output. To address this situation, the government recently secured some $52 million in grant funding from the Caribbean Development Bank under its UK-Caribbean Infrastructure Partnership Fund grant, which will see the introduction of a far-reaching irrigation system and other beneficial initiatives in Essex Valley. In lobbying for these funds, the government relied on the expertise of the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO Investment Center in Jamaica.
We prepared one project in the Essex Valley aimed at improving the irrigation system in the Essex Valley, which is basically the breadbasket of Jamaica, and introducing pressurized irrigation and water-saving techniques like drip irrigation, which is very important as water is becoming more and more scarce.
Economist at the FAO Investment Center in Jamaica, Robles Sabrie.
We are looking as well at the renewable energy aspects. So we introduced solar panel component to lower the energy cost as well for this project. So it's going to be a very interesting project that has been approved early this year.
In addition to improving irrigation systems, the project includes other components to boost agriculture in Essex Valley, including enhanced agricultural production and marketing facilities and systems, training for farmers and other stakeholders in food safety standards, and climate-smart agriculture practices. It will also provide financing for a climate vulnerability assessment study to enhance the sustainability of the systems developed under the project, as well as the development of guidelines to support the participation of men, women, youth, and persons with disabilities. The FAO Investment Center also collaborated with the government on another Caribbean Development Bank-funded project, a $17 million initiative to support the agriculture sector in South St. Catherine and South Clarendon. The objective of the project is to help lay the groundwork so these areas can begin the transition from their decades-old production of sugarcane. The three-year project will help speed up the transformation process from traditional cash crops to high-value horticulture crops.
Currently, we are doing a scoping mission as investment center in partnership with the Caribbean Development Bank in South St. Catherine and South Clarendon, which is an area that used to produce sugar here in Jamaica. And we are now seeing what is the transition from this sugar in some areas to other crops. As sugar is facing, decreasing yield, increasing production cost, water cost, and international competition from other players. So we are seeing how to invest in this former sugar area and how to, again, introduce irrigation with water-saving techniques.
Economist at the FAO Investment Center in Jamaica, Robles Sabrie. The FAO Investment Center continues to partner with the government to help achieve the goals of food security and the introduction of best practices to increase local agricultural yield and boost the profitability of the sector. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.